You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So a few more questions before we wrap this up, because I know you got me. Look, we have busy days. The Eagles are practicing. You got a show to produce. And the Phillies, I guess they suck again. No, actually, they lost.
They're off today.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thank God.
That's a well-run franchise.
The Sixers guy, yeah. So here's the two questions I think have to be asked before we wrap this up. One, what do you do now? If you're Daryl Morey, do you just be like, you know what, man? I don't want this anymore. I'll trade you to LA. You take back Norman Powell, Robert Covington, and whatever, and just like end it. Do you end this today? Or if you're Daryl Morey, do you dig your heels in even further and actually expect this guy to come to camp and then go through the whole thing of like, he's not practicing. So, you know, he's breaching his contract. Like, what would you do?
It's so bad. It's so bad.
I think
bad.
It could be worse than the Ben Simmons.
Ben's not, I think Ben's just
Ben didn't talk. Ben was just quiet and just stood.
I think he's always just chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
I think
that's the point. Yeah.
I don't think Harden's chilling. The first thing I would do is if they can find Josh Harris. Now, I don't know if they can.
You're mad at Josh about this.
But it's kind of similar to what happened between AI and Larry Brown. I think that the AI lost trust in the organization when he was on the trading block. And they Pat Croce has talked a lot about before the 2001 season, before AI went and won the MVP, and obviously they had the run, that they had a sit-down conversation with Larry Brown and Allen Iverson.
Pat Croce, yep.
And they were able to, you know, kind of hash out their issues. The question is this thing so far gone that they can't do that? That they can't have a real conversation? That they can't even be in the same room together? Because these are two guys that have been, you know, very close for a long time. I mean, Daryl Morey has a painting of James Harden in his house. So, like,
I wonder what that painting's up to.
Yeah, seriously. The first thing I would do is I would just try to get these guys in a room and, like, see, like, you got to decide if they're going to be able to work it out before you give them away for, like, the C package from the from the Clippers. I don't really want them back, but I think if you want to have your best chance to win a championship and you're Josh Harris and you care about, you don't really care about winning, you care about selling tickets in your arena, I think that that's what he should do. What I think's going to happen is that he's going to be a Clipper and it's going to get so untenable here that they're going to have to take whatever they can get. But after that, again, you have to get a gauge on if any star is going to want to come here and see what the temperature is like for Daryl Morey around the league. And if it comes out that players are avoiding Philadelphia because of James Harden's comments today, then you have to move on from Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Because next summer becomes, if your still whole goal here is to maximize the Joel Embiid window, you can't miss next summer. I mean, next summer is when it's when your max slots finally open up. So I think there's a lot that has to be done here. But the first thing I would do is get those guys in a room and see if they can't, you know, hash out their issues.
So the Iverson Larry Brown thing is a really interesting comparison, because obviously the documentary just came out this summer. And when that whole thing was going down, I was probably like 12 or 13. So I wasn't like, what were you, like 7 probably, I guess?
Yeah.
When this was, yeah. So we weren't analyzing this as we do now, like all the dynamics of it. The Iverson, Larry Brown thing, if it happened today, would end with Allen Iverson on another team or Larry Brown fired. I do not think in today's world they could have a meeting during practice where they yelled and shouted and did all these things and then have it work out. Remember, Larry stepped away from the team for a few days. So when we did a pod earlier this summer with the person that did the documentary, she agreed. Like, yeah, Iverson would have been gone. So while, yes, you were right, maybe get them in a room, I just don't know if I would believe it or that it would work. Like, first of all, Daryl's the one that decides if they trade him or not. So that's an interesting dynamic for the meeting. And frankly, like, I just don't trust that if, like, even if James says to Daryl, all right, I don't even know how he could say this, but okay, you know what? I think you lied to me and cost me, you know, tens of millions of dollars, but I'll forgive you and we'll keep it moving. the first time things go bad, he's going to ask out. And then you go into a season with someone that you think could ask out at any minute. And I don't think this can be emphasized enough. The Sixers have a new head coach and a chance to build like a thing here, right? So do you really want the beginning of the Nick Nurse era to be training camp where James Harden's off in the weight room pretending his ankle hurts and like everyone's just watching him while you're trying to run a practice? Like, that's an incredibly terrible way to start this. So, well, I have been in the camp of, obviously, like, they have a chance to win with James Harden. If they have him, I think they are legit title contenders. Hold on for another piece. I'm also a terrible negotiator. So there's a part of me that's like, just move on from this guy, man. Just trade him today. If they trade him today, I bet fans will be like, thank God. And you get some of the fans back.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the only way they're going to win is if James Harden is bought in.
Yeah,
and 100%. Like, he's not going to come in and, like, Nick Nurse is going to be, like, running hardcore defensive, like, you know,
right,
practices. Exactly, yeah. And then James Harden's out there, like, getting over screens.
Breaking down
and, like,
the huddle.
Yeah, like, he's trying to, like, you know, break up a pick and roll or whatever on defense. Like, he's just –
I think you have to trade him.
They have to trade. I mean, that's where – I mean, it's over.
And it sucks that you're not – look, but, like, honestly, man, like, Norman Powell can shoot. Like, here I go talk myself
into it. No, I love – yeah, you're talking to the right guy.
Pretty good.
I love Norman Powell.
Good 3-and-D guy. And then at least, like, you do have the cap space. So, I don't know. But the last question is
– yeah.
Do you think Joel – like, do you think this increases the chance Joel asks out for the start of the season? Because ultimately –
this season?
Like, anything could happen. Like, do you think Joel – and I know Joel knew that James was mad. He knew everything and all this. Like, there is a public-facing part of this where Joel wakes up, sees this quote from China from James Harden, is probably like, what am I doing with my career here? Like, I am arguably the best player in the NBA. Yes, better than Jokic. And I'm, like, waking up to seeing my number two guy, like, take shots at my GM when my last GM was taking shots on me on Twitter. Like, you do wonder, if, like, whether we can rationalize it or not, when the breaking point is for Joel.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I believe he's fine. Like, I think he's just like, I think he's just cool. I think he's, I'm not sure of the whole championship thing. I think if he wins one, he's happy. But I think he likes being, now, the one thing that could change here is the city's turning, like, really on Joel Embiid, which we're kind of getting there. And then he's like, all right, well, then
I think we're past that. Yeah, people are very mad at him.
Where I think that's when he would ask out. But I think as long as he's the star of the team, you know, he gets to beat Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. And I think he wants to play here as long as he can. And I think the only thing that turns this for Joel is that the city really, really gets on him. I mean, they're getting on him now, and it's almost calmed down because now it feels like the ire is more on James Harden and Daryl and Josh Harris and whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I think the spotlight's been off Joel Embiid. I think the only way he really asks out is if the city really turns on him. And that's where it's going to be interesting, because if James Harden doesn't come back next year, and if Norman Powell and Robert Covington and whatever, like, the expectations aren't going to be a championship. So I don't think people are going to be like, crushed if they lose in the second round next year. I'll just be like,
Although I can kind of talk myself into like a Joel, Maxi takes the step, role players, Nick Nurse, the East isn't that good. Like, I'm already getting there.
I mean, the reason why I would do the Clippers trade is because, you know, the Clippers don't, I mean, they're, I don't know, they're so weird. But if you can just get, like, a collection of guys and then next year try to get a star in here, I mean, there's a path there. There's a path. Because the problem with the Sixers the last couple of years for me is that, like, they just didn't have the depth around those guys. Mm-hmm. Like, they just had the stars, it's fine. But the NBA now, it's like, you got to have 8 competent players.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Celtics and the Nuggets. Like, they had deep rotations. But what you said, I think is interesting, and also maybe a good way to kind of bring this full circle. Like, you started this by saying it just sucks. It sucks for fans. It sucks to see this. It sucks if you want the Sixers to be good. And I think that's probably how Joel feels, ultimately. Do I think Joel wants to leave Philadelphia? No, I think Joel wants to stay in Philadelphia. I think he feels a genuine commitment to the franchise. I think he wants to win here. But I also think that, like Sixers fans, he's probably close to just being fed up with this. Like, he's fed up with waking up and seeing like all this drama going on that, frankly, most of the times he has nothing to do with. Like, the tweets aggravate me, and he said the thing about, you know, maybe I'll win somewhere else or whatever. But for the most part, 80% of the drama, if not 90% since Joel's been here, has not been because of Joel. Like, he has handled himself well. He's played really well. And so I think Joel probably feels like a lot of fans feel right now, which is like, A, mad, but also, like, I see all these people saying, well, I'm not going to watch Sixers games and blah, 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 blah. Like, let's all be honest. We're going to follow the team. We're going to watch them. Joel's going to be here, and everyone's just going to be frustrated. And it just sucks where, to your point, like, the Eagles are starting up. Phillies are turning it around. The Union are the best team in the city. And we still have to deal with all this Sixers stuff. So, but one thing we don't have to be upset about is shout out to Jack for coming on the pod, man. Very appreciative. Kyle is off ripping American Airlines in Australia. Thankfully, he's made it there. It looks like he's having a great time. Happy he made it there.
Very jealous. Very jealous.
But you were nice enough to come on. So for those that for some reason you're living under a rock and you don't know where to find Jack, obviously Jack Fritz on Twitter, but also High Hopes, the best Phillies podcast in the game. And obviously on WIP all the time. So Jack, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Of course. I mean,
I will text you in a few minutes, I'm sure. We will keep talking about this all day.
When there's big news, we're your guys.
The basketball guys right here, me and Jack.
I love, dude, again, I mentioned at the beginning, like, I love the Sixers. It's just like, this sucks, man. Like, they are ruining what is a good time in the city right now.
Yes.
Just what they do.
Well, the good news is the Eagles practice tonight, so this will wipe this all under the rug. But
for sure.
Thanks again to everyone that's listening as well. We super appreciate it. I always say I appreciate everyone that listens, but especially the off-season pods this late. It means a lot to me that you guys take the time out of your day to listen to the pod. So until next time, or until more breaking news comes, this has been Clap Your Hands, brought to you by Odyssey Sports. Make sure you download that app, get all the episodes first. And Jack, I'll talk to you in a little bit, man.
See you, buddy.